Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Simpin' After Dark, everyone. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, and I'm back for another episode this week, solo dolo. If you tuned in to last week's episode, I kind of talked about what I have been up to outside of Simpin', so you would kind of understand why I've been a little busy, haven't had time to line up any guests, so I hope you guys are enjoying my solo episodes for now. But I do have some special guests next week, which I am very excited for. I'm going to be having the Anti-Art podcast come on. I don't know if it's to them, for them, but I believe it's Ryan and Troy from Anti-Art. So go check them out on Instagram. They do music reviews and just post a lot of like memes, pop culture shit. But yeah, mostly music related stuff. So if you're a fan of music, like every New Music Friday, you're like looking for all the new music and like to read in-depth reviews, then definitely go check them out. Give them a follow and make sure to tune in next week because I have an episode with them. They are from not California. So they're actually traveling over here. They've been traveling a lot and they're going to come bless me with their presence and do an episode with me because they're going to be in LA. So yeah, super excited about that. But for today, it's just me. But I do have a fun one. Today, I've been kind of touching on this topic for a while now. I asked a question. If you follow me on Instagram, you know, I ask questions like on Instagram stories. And then when I record, I like to like go back and like address it. So back in March, I asked everyone if you have ever been in a long distance relationship. And if you think they can work, basically. And I got a lot of different responses, so I'm going to go over those. And then more recently, I asked, what do you even consider a long-distance relationship? Because, you know, that could be, like, around the world, across the country, next city over, whatever it is. So I asked you guys that question, and I'm going to go over that. And, of course, it wouldn't be Simpin' After Dark without some music. So today I do have a really dope artist that I have actually been wanting to do her song, and then I realized it's pretty perfect for this episode, this theme of long distance relationships. It is Ambre, I think that's how you say it. I am so sorry, I always forget to look it up beforehand. But yeah, her music is really great if you enjoy Kehlani and like Sid, that kind of like slow jam, sexy vibe. You will really enjoy her music. And actually, what was funny is I went to go look at the music video for The Catch Up. That's the name of the song, by the way. I don't know if I said that already. It's The Catch Up. It was released as like two songs together. It was Alone / The Catch Up in 2020. It was like the very beginning of 2020, I believe. But I guess Kehlani's music video production company, it's called Honey Shot Productions, they actually shot her video. So I was like, this makes sense. It's right up the alley. She always comes through with like all the freaking bomb ass visuals. So go watch it. It's really cute. And I guess I'll play a clip just to get everyone on board.
I'm in my city. They're starting to miss me. Cause I'll be moving quick, I know.
move it quick. Should've caught you on your freaky shit. Like when we first linked. Tonight I need a repeat. You know, like the day we think. Deep digital for a retweet. You come for me. Put up when I was sleeping. Like a fever dream. But I'm quiet aware. Can we catch up?
Okay, yeah, so you understand what I mean. It's a vibe for sure. And it's perfectly lining up with the topic. Like I said, she starts off saying, I'm out the country, you're in New Orleans. Last time I was there, you was in Houston, though. We keep playing tag, but I can't get to you. So it's clearly about her and, like, someone. I'm not sure if it's, like, a steady relationship or just kind of, like, a fuck buddy or some type of situationship is going on here where they're both traveling a lot. Clearly, she's a musician. She's probably, like, performing different cities, whatever. Other person's also doing their thing. So it's probably a little less relatable to what I'm specifically going to be talking about after I get into this song. Because I guess when most people think long-distance relationships, it's usually, like, one person is, like, at home base, and then the other person has to, or, like, you both are at home base together, right? And then somebody gets a job opportunity is usually what it is, or, like, school, or, like, a family emergency, or, like, your family moves or something. Like, that's usually what, like, happens when people get into long-distance relationships. That's usually, it's one person's here, and then somebody has to leave. In the case of this song, it's, like, they're both. So I feel like that would be a lot harder because it's like you're both doing your own thing and it's not like you could, you know, I have downtime next week so I can go home and I know you'll be there. It's not like that. It's like kind of week to week or like how much ever your life is planned. It's not easy to like keep a relationship going when like you're both freaking booked and busy like that. So it's this topic is really emotional. It's sad. Like that would suck to just be in love with someone or just like, you know, meet someone and then like immediately you guys are just not even able to get to know each other and just have a consistent like vibe going on, you know. It's harder. It's definitely a lot easier now with technology, but it's still hard. It's still hard being away from someone that like you really fuck with. Not easy. So then she says, now I'm in the city. This time don't miss me because I be moving quick. I know. Moving quick. Should have caught you on your freaky shit like when we first linked. So, you know, it's a cute little sexy song. The video is like her and another girl and it just gets a little hot and heavy. So there's a lot of lyrics like that where just talking about I'll just get into it. Let's see. She says, tonight I need a repeat. You not like them. They weak links. These bitches do it for a retweet. It's pretty hilarious. You come for me, pulled up when I was sleeping like a fever dream, but I'm quite aware. So that's super cute. You know, someone pulling up on you when you're sleeping or like super tired and then you get to like cuddle together. So whether it's like specific, this lyric, not specific, like literal, like someone pulling up on you, you know, like that morning sleepy sex. We all like that. Or if it's like, she says, like a fever dream, but I'm quite aware, where it's like such like a rush of emotions and meeting like such a dope person that it's just like so much. It's intense, like so many feelings where it like feels like it's not real. It's a dream where you're just like, how could this be real? Like, how am I like meeting this person right now that's just like so fucking amazing, you know? And she says, but I'm quite aware. So it's like she knows what she has, but it's just like a whirlwind of emotions. That's like the best part of like falling in love or meeting someone really cool. It's like that like pre-honeymoon phase, or maybe it is the honeymoon phase. I don't know if there's like a difference between it. I think honeymoon phase lasts a little bit longer, which actually I just like posted a tweet on Simp and IG about how like we've been fed this idea that the honeymoon phase in a relationship just lasts a certain amount of time and that after that the love just kind of like fades and it's boring after that or whatever. And, like, I used to think that, but then I talked to some people, and they were like, nah, like, I've been together for years with my person, and, like, that shit doesn't die. So I don't know if it's after marriage. I don't really know married people. I mean, not personally, but I've seen it, you know, like, married couples that, like, still seem like they're head over heels in love with each other. And that's fucking cute, and it should be like that. I think if you let that shit die, it's because you just aren't putting in the effort, and it's probably never just one person's fault. That sounds like it's like up to both of you. But like if the communication starts like lacking, then that obviously is going to happen. Oh yeah. But like in this case, she's talking about like it feels like a fever dream, but I'm quite aware. So I feel like this is like more of like if it's like it feels not sneaky link vibes, but just like fuck buddy vibes. Where it's like someone where it doesn't really get past just like that sexual element, but it's like really nice. Like it's exciting. It's new. You know, it's like lovey-dovey for sure. So that's the vibe and I love it. So the chorus is, can we catch up? Can we get a room? Check out in the morning. So that obviously very much goes with like the whole they're traveling. So like they have to meet in hotels. Like there is no home base. And like I think the whole element of like getting a room with someone does keep it very like fresh and exciting and feeling new every time. Like if you're meeting at like different hotels, it's not as easy to like get like comfortable, because that's like when like maybe the honeymoon idea starts slipping away. Which isn't to say that it wouldn't be nice to have like a home base, because I definitely would prefer that. Like it definitely would get old, like to just be like hotel hopping, like not having anywhere like to be like comfortable, like for real. That would suck, especially like dating someone where like you both don't have like somewhere to go consistently. That relationship is not going to develop very well or quickly at all. It's just going to like really slowly develop, you know. But I love just the idea of like, can we get a room and catch up and then check out in the morning? It's very much like, all right, let's fuck. And then it'll be nice. We catch up, you know, do our thing. And then I won't talk to you any longer after that. I'll see you when I see you type vibe. So it's definitely a different type of long distance relationship. But I love the song. And then in verse 2, she says, I know the past is the past. And I know whatever's good never lasts forever. Ooh, I love that jaded shit, because I'm a jaded ass bitch sometimes. But if you've been through it, you know nothing good ever lasts. You know, there's like so many sayings about that. Like, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And that seems very on point for like this case, where it's like they have a good thing. But is it really going to last when you're just like catching up to like fuck and cuddle for the night and then check out in the morning? Like, see you when I see you. No, that's not going to last forever, because eventually, like, if you're doing that just for, like, the excitingness of it, that's going to get old, too. It's either, like, cut it off and it ends, or you develop that relationship and then it kind of ends in a different way, because, like, you can't stay in this, like, fever dream era forever, you know? It sounds cool, but, like, that's not how it works. And then she ends verse 2 with, like, a cool little play on words. She says, I ain't scared of you, got no fear. I be moving quick, I know. You say I'm always tripping, not like a vacation. I stay on my fly shit. Oh, okay, that's dope. So she's for sure like all about that like sexy, like sensual vibe. Like all her music has like that same feel. It's really dope. Like I said, very reminiscent of like Kehlani and Sid. And I love both of them. I've done Sid a couple times and Kehlani like 2 or 3 times on this podcast, so you know this is right up my alley. So that's pretty much the song. Go listen to it, check her out, and then we're gonna get into some more relatable type long distance relationship shit, because I'm definitely not a musician traveling all the time with my musician bae that's also traveling, you know. Maybe some of you out there are. So that song could be relatable for you. But for me, I got some shit lined up that more of us can get behind. I got some like articles and stuff like that, because, you know, I love me some statistics and tips and all that. So there's this, I guess, account or something on YouTube. What is it called? Like a page, whatever. They're called Psych2Go. Like P-S-Y-C-H, the number 2, and then go. They have a bunch of, like, mental health and, like, self-help type videos. I love watching that shit. Just, like, they have it on, like, everything. Like, anxiety, depression, attachment styles, all that stuff. So I found some cool ones about long-distance relationships. There's one called 7 Stages of a Long-Distance Relationship. So I'm going to get into that. And then there's another one, like, 6 Tips on Maintaining long long distance relationships. So I'm gonna get into that too right after. Yeah, but before that, actually, let's get into these IG responses because I've been holding onto them for months now and I'm excited to go over them because there's some pretty funny ones. All right, so I had asked, and like all this got sparked because of a tweet, like most of the content on this podcast. I'm on Twitter and like I see shit all the time that I want to just talk about. So someone had tweeted, it was at JackFrost8, it's random. It says, long distance relationships don't work, ... It's like the like uppercase, lowercase letters, like the like SpongeBob meme that was going around, like when you're like mocking someone, kind of like a mocking voice, you know? So he says, long distance relationships don't work. It says ... Motherfuckers be in the same city and shit don't work either. And I was like, damn, that's a good ass point. That is a good ass point. And actually, when I was like reading all these like articles and different stuff about long distance relationships, it kind of changed my mind where like I feel like it could work because you know me, I'm jaded. I don't think long distance relationships are a good idea. Like I wouldn't want that for myself. I think it's really hard, like really hard, high maintenance. But after reading some of the stuff, it kind of has like a little silver lining, you know, like it's not all bad. There's pros and cons to everything. So it kind of like swayed me the opposite way. I'm not sure exactly like how I feel. Like I still wouldn't want that, but like now I'm not like super against it, you know, like there's definitely some pros.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so I asked everyone on Instagram, have you ever done long distance or do you think it could work? Someone said, I did and it was shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And that was like the first response. And I was like, I agree. I've never really, like the longest like distance relationship I've done was like close to an hour. And it did suck. It was like more like 45 minutes. It did suck. Like I hate the distance. I hate not like being able to like just like drive down the street or like having to deal like with traffic, especially depending on where you're located. Like if it's like LA and like San Bernardino County or something, like the traffic, depending on what time of the day it is, going in certain directions is horrible. It'll turn your like 45 minute drive into like almost 2 hours or 2 hours or more sometimes. It really depends. It's not fun. But my experience with long distance was more, it was definitely short term. I had planned like a trip. It was like a 1 month trip with my girls in like Europe. And I was single at the time, but when the trip finally came around, cause it was like a year later, cause you got to plan that shit. Of course. I was in a relationship and like, I was so sad to leave my boyfriend at the time. Cause like we were pretty fresh and it was like that, like nice butterfly era, like honeymoon stage, quote unquote. I don't know how I feel about that word anymore, honeymoon stage, but it is what it is. Everyone knows what that means. So I'm going to keep saying it for the sake of this episode. And yeah, it sucked. Like, I remember, like, I probably cried one of the nights. Like, girls get emotional, okay? Like, when you miss your boo, like, you can get moody, sad as fuck, like, overreact to shit, just, like, super emotional. And, like, he was in his feelings too, obviously. Like, me being across, like, the world, it's not fun when you're, like, in a new relationship, especially. That's happened to me a few times with trips that I plan before I'm, like, with someone. And, yeah, it sucks. So I can't imagine doing it for, like, a year or, like, several months or, like, not knowing, like, a set date of when we're going to get to see each other and be, like, back together, reunited, back to, like, consistently seeing each other. So I get it. I get it. And then someone said, I definitely feel that if both are willing to make it work, they can 100% do it. So I definitely agree with that because, like, if the effort is one-sided, it's, yeah, that's exhausting for the person that's putting in all the work. It's discouraging just, like, realizing, like, do they even give a fuck? Because it seems like I'm the only one trying here, you know? Someone said, it works, been there, done it, effort and commitment is all that's needed. Damn, you make it sound so easy. Like, that's all you need, no big deal. I agree that's all you need, but that just made it sound super, super easy. I guess it takes, like, probably two really mature adults that are really comfortable in the relationship where, like, the trust is solid as fuck. Because if there's been any, like, previous incidents where, like, the trust is questionable, I don't think it could be that easy, you know? Then someone said, yeah, me for a year, Tucson to Irvine. I'm not really sure where all that is. I know where Irvine is. I don't know where Tucson is. But then they said, we broke up when I moved back to California. Could work, though. Oh, Tucson. Tucson. That sounds familiar. Texas, maybe? I have no idea. I was actually reading something about how, like, long-distance relationships, I think it's, like, 60% of them or something like that work. And then there was another statistic that said, like, when people go from long distance to finally being, like, more, like, geographically close together again, that, like, 37% or something like that break up after. That's insane. Like, imagine, like, doing all that work, all that maintenance, and then you move back together and you break up. I get it because it's, like, such a, like, shift in dynamic, like, going from not seeing each other. You probably get used to it at a certain point. Like, you be comfortable. Like, you become comfortable with that. And then being back to, like, close together, you probably – it's hard. Like, you have a lot of independence when you're long distance. And then coming back together, getting used to, like, spending more time together and, like, having to check in more, I guess. Especially, like, if you're dealing with, like, before, like, there was a difference in time zones. And then now you're in the same time zone. And you're more available to talk now. That's got to be hard. And then someone said, I met a guy in France and we tried to talk after I got back home, but it's very hard. I was like, that's the final boss of long distance. Sounds rough. That's different time zones. Yep. So, yeah, time zones across the world. Like, different countries. I feel like that's more rare for, like, long term. Maybe for, like, if you're studying, like, super abroad. Which, that's got to be hard. Oh, my God. I just seen something. I don't remember if it was TikTok or Twitter. But it was, like, a scene from maybe a Disney show or Nickelodeon. Or one of those, like, little, like, Hannah Montana-type shows. Like, Victorious or that whole era, I think. Where it's, like, this girl and a guy. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. And they're, like, talking. And he's, like, I'm going back to blah, blah, blah. Or, like, I'm going somewhere for college. And she's, like, she gets pissed and he's like, why aren't you happy for me? She's like, I don't want you to leave. Like, you just got home from blah, 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 and now you're leaving again. And, like, of course, it makes her look like the villain because it's like, you should support your partner. But I 100% get it. That would suck to, like, wait for someone to come back and then they're like, I'm dipping out again. I would fucking cry. That's hard. Like, you got to, like, renegotiate like that. It's like a contract. Like, I couldn't do something where it's uncertain like that, where you don't have, like, a set date on when we're gonna, like, be back on track. And it's, like, funny because I just talked last week's episode about how you shouldn't give up, like, opportunities for yourself for a partner. Like, if like, your partner is like, nah, you can't do that, I don't want you to do that, I said, like, no, you should do whatever makes you happy, because, like, what happens if you break up, basically, you know? And Young Student Loans replied and was like, I would turn down an opportunity if my partner was uncomfortable with it, like if it made them uncomfortable. I don't know if that's 100% how he feels or if he's just trying to be like the contrarian, always looking at shit from different sides. Either way, I appreciate that because it did make me look at different perspectives too. And I agree, like it's a nuanced situation because you never know. Like when I'm talking, most of the time when I'm talking and asking questions, I'm kind of in a vacuum, like picturing like it's a solid relationship, you know, like if it's a solid relationship and an opportunity happens, your partner should support you, right? But that's not how it is all the time. Like sometimes there's previous like fuck ups in the relationship where like somebody does something to ruin the trust. So yeah, like say somebody, like you caught them like talking to a girl, or like they went out without you and then like you found out that they were like talking to a girl or got a girl's number or something, which like fuck that shit, I would break up with someone. But say you stay together and now an opportunity comes up, or he's going away to college or something happens, or he has to go to like some event and he's going to be around a bunch of girls. And it's like, really, sir, you're going to do that after what the fuck you just did? Like you acting slimy and now you want to like go be around a bunch of girls, like when this trust still needs to be worked on. That's like a situation where like it should be talked about. And like if you're the one that fucked up, you should probably be more understanding as to why your partner feels uncomfortable with you doing these things or like pursuing this opportunity or whatever it is. So I get it. But yeah, like going away to college and shit, that's got to be so hard. I don't know what the statistics are for college, but I know it's like pretty high for people that go to college. That's one of the main reasons people do end up in long distance relationships. But this whole meeting someone in France thing just like cracked me up, because like for sure, like what do you talk about with like someone you meet like across the country and then you go back home? Like you have very limited like experience together, like memories and stuff to talk about. So like eventually that conversation's just gonna like be very mundane, just like, what's up, how's your day, what are you doing, over and over. Like, you know, that shit gets boring. And then someone said, depends on commitment and how much distance to effort ratio there is. So that's a really good answer, because for sure, it's all about ratios. Like if you're this far away and like you're not even fucking trying, you're not setting up like dates when you're going to see each other, or like setting up FaceTime dates or whatever it is, then that's not going to fly. Like that relationship is going to end super quick, super quick. Like there's the whole idea of the absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's a way to look at it, which I can see. Yeah, like not seeing your boo for a little bit makes you miss them to a degree, like to a certain point, you know, because I think after a while it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind, where it's just like if you're not seeing them, it becomes less like it's not personal anymore. It's harder for you to like, I don't know if anybody else has ever forgot what like somebody looks like because you don't see them in so long. I don't know if that's normal, but for me, like I remember like a long time ago, like it was when I was in Europe. I don't even know. I forgot like what my freaking boyfriend looked like because I hadn't seen him in so long. I was like trying so hard. It was like very brief for like 5 minutes. I had to like pull up a picture, but I was like, oh my God, that's scary. Like, I don't like that. So I could see how it would be like probably more tempting to like want to break up and like give up. If you're around a bunch of new people and then like your other person is somewhere else, you don't see them, you don't feel as close, you don't feel as connected, so you might stop caring about them. I don't know, the love fades, it could happen. And someone said, it can work if both parties actually address their mental health and expectations of the relationship. So 100%, because there's like so many just like mental health, like disorders, things that can just like fuck with a relationship in general, like when you're close to each other. But like if you're on opposite sides of the country, different states, whatever, that shit will definitely take a toll. Like if you're codependent or you have like anxious attachment style, I could see how shit would turn sour and just cause a lot of fights. Like there could be a lot of jealousy, insecurity, and just jumping to conclusions, being overdramatic, all that shit. I get it 100%. And then that perfectly leads into this response. Someone said, mine did not work because I was raw dogging life, not addressing my mental health, and ruined it. And yeah, if you're not addressing none of that shit and just like letting all this bullshit pile, and it's just like this toxic waste of thoughts and lack of communication or just shitty communication, like where it's just fights and shit, like that's gonna end the relationship. Because you shouldn't have to deal with that if you're, like, on the other end, too. Like, if you decided together, like, all right, this is going to work. And, like, say, like, I'm going away. And then, like, my partner is, like, it'll be fine. And then I go away. And then, like, any opportunity I get to, like, make friends or go out, they're, like, freaking out. Or, like, they stop talking to me because they're dealing with their own shit in their head. And they don't know how to communicate. That's not, like, the ideal situation for a relationship to thrive at all. And then someone else said, if it's with the right person, I think it's possible, but my ex made it an opportunity to cheat. Yeah, that's rough. I hear stories or, like, read about shit, you know, on Twitter all the time about, like, people that will do, like, surprise, like, road trips to go visit their significant other in, like, college or whatever city they moved away to for a job or whatever it is. And, like, they'll pull up and then they find them there, like, with another person, like, cheating. Lord, I would be in jail. Can you imagine driving across the freaking country or to, like, a different state, or just driving for hours, any far drive? I don't like driving, so if I have to drive 45 minutes and I find my person cheating, people will die. That's a joke. But, like, if you're not feeling it anymore, just cut it off. Just tell the person. Like, if you meet someone, which that just, like, breaks my heart. Like, because for, I know, anxious attachment styles, that's something that happens a lot. Is, like, you're always worrying that your partner is going to meet someone. Like, anything they do, that's why you freak out. Because you're like, what if they meet someone that they like more than me or whatever? So I can imagine long distance with someone with anxious attachment style. And I'm pretty sure that's what I have. And that's why I literally don't think I could do it. Because I would just, like, drive myself insane. I couldn't do it. Like, I'm already an overthinker. My mind's always in, like, overdrive. Yeah, so no. One call that, like, they didn't answer, and I would just be, like, flipping the table, freaking out. All right, so let's get into these psych to go YouTube videos. The first one is 7 stages of a long distance relationship. And I love just, like, seeing, like, a breakdown list of, like, topics that everyone knows about, but, like, you never think of it. Like, it reminds me of, like, the stages of, like, mourning or, like, Alcoholics Anonymous or something, where it's, like, a list, you know. It just makes it easier for, like, your brain to process, because if it's just, like, an idea out there, it's easy to, like, get freaked out by it. But, like, seeing a list is kind of like having, like, a little, like, blueprint to, like, what to be prepared for, like a little map, you know, a guide. So number one, the first step is the decision. So that's, like, where you decide, like, okay, are we going to do this or not? You know, like, your partner comes home and they're like, I got a job offer in New York. And, you know, like, I'm over here in freaking California. Do I want to do that? Like, am I at a point in my life where this is worth it? Is this relationship worth it? Do I love him like that? How is our trust? Do you have a set goal to come home? Yeah, like, if it's too many questions in the air, you might freak out and be like, you know what, let's just break up. And that could be, like, a mutual agreement, because, like, you do have to be understanding if you're the one that's leaving. You can't just expect someone to be there, you know. It's not all a fairy tale. Like, logistics do fucking matter in a relationship, 100%. So then number two is, okay, so you decided you're going to try it, and now it's time to part. So number two is parting. So this is where you probably spend a lot of time together, because you're like, okay, you're leaving next month, and you start, like, preparing for the loss. So you, like, want to spend every second together, and you start talking about your rules, like, preparing for the split. So this is where you set your boundaries, which I think this is probably, like, the most important step. Because if it's, oh no, like, I'm the type of person that, like, I need, like, a blueprint. I need, like, a contract written up. I need the rules. I need to know, what time are you going to call me every day or every other day, whatever it is. Nah, you should call me every day. Like, I don't know. Was that a lot? I don't think, no. I think every night, like with technology, like FaceTime, like I would want a FaceTime every night. But then that changes if there's like time zone differences, because then you're both going to be like fucked up sleep schedule, and that's not good for anyone either. So this is like where like you really have to like put in the effort to like sit down and like talk it out. You can't like just take off and leave without like really getting into this step. Because then for step number three, which is transition, it's going to be a lot harder. Because like now you're here, they left. And what this video kind of talks about is it kind of takes a while for it to hit you, because like you're both settling into like this new thing. Probably, especially for the person that left, it's probably going to take them a little bit longer for it to hit them. Because, you know, they got a new place, got to unpack, train for a job, whatever it is. Like, it might take a minute, but this is, like, where the actual long-distance relationship begins. So you might even be in denial. It talks about how, like, you might not really, like, see the issues yet, or, like, maybe you're, like, trying really hard not to let it hit you. It's literally, like, mourning a loss. Like, there's stages, and, like, you might be in denial for a little bit, but once it hits you, you're going to be sad. So that's why I think like the better prepared you are in the parting stage, the better the transition is going to go, you know? So then it goes into stage four, which is realization. So this is a sad one where like you start to like process and face the reality and like realize you can't just like call them to come over when you like you want to cuddle, or like to come over to watch a movie, or like go get coffee together, or like to go get drinks, to plan a date, whatever. You can't, like, or if you need them to come kill a bug in your house or whatever it is. It's sad as fuck. But like the video is talking about how it kind of teaches you to be more independent and to be better at your communication. So that's like a little plus, you know, we all need to be independent and learn better communication. So I guess that's definitely beneficial to the relationship. But it's still sad. And then stage five, maybe this is the hardest one. Jealousy. And like I've talked about this, how jealousy shouldn't be looked at as like this like illegal emotion that like makes you a bad person or like immature. Like, no, it's completely normal and everyone goes through it. And especially in this situation for like long distance relationships, I didn't realize, like, oh my god, like imagine you're all fucking sad and then they're out, like they made friends and are not out tonight, but you see them post on their story and they're out, or they tell you like I'm going out tonight with friends, then you see some bitch in the background or something, I would lose it, I would cry. It's sad, and like obviously that's up to you to regulate your emotions, but it's normal to feel a way, you know. Seeing them have fun might make you feel like they don't love me, they don't even miss me, they don't care, but they're just trying to like settle into their life. You can't expect them to be sad forever. And eventually you're going to be going out too, maybe one day when they're not out and they're going to be feeling the same way. So it's just learning to like rationalize shit and like just be like reasonable with yourself and with your partner, like not getting mad at them for that. Like if you're going to go through those emotions, like talk to them in a calm manner, like once you're like calmed down, but like you can't be mad at them for having a life. Like, that's when you talked about boundaries back then, you probably talked about this, which is why I'm saying like that's important. Because if you didn't like talk about like, oh, I don't want you to hang out with other girls or whatever, which, you know, to each their own, everyone has different boundaries, whatever it is. Maybe you decide to have an open relationship, but it's like, I don't want to hear about it. Or it's like, I do want to know. There's so many levels to this, man. Another one I didn't think about too is like if you move away for like, or if they move closer to like a family or like friends, or like they move with their friend or something, and becoming jealous that they're spending time with them more than they get to see you. Like, it's like weird, but like it makes sense. I get it. It's sad. And then number six is doubt, which I'm sure everyone gets there probably at different stages. But you start to wonder, like, can I do this? Like, is this even worth it anymore? Because the longer you go without seeing someone face to face, it just becomes like less personal. You're like, do I love them? Do they love me? So then like it's relationship uncertainty. It's going to happen. It's bound to happen in long distance. So then number seven is validation. So this is where the communication comes in. We're like, if you're good at communicating, this is going to save you. If you're not, that stage six, the doubt might just end the relationship. Because for validation, you need to like remember, like, why did we agree to stay together in the first place? You know, like the love is there. Like we can't just like let this distance get into our head or like creep into our like thoughts and like make us think that we don't love each other. Like we do. It's just harder to feel connected right now because we're not like literally connected. It's like literally like babies with like moms, how like the skin to skin is like important. Like I think that's also for relationships. Like if you're not like physically together, it's harder to feel close. So like it'll definitely take its toll on relationships. So you have to be good with like honest communication so that you can hear what you want to hear. Because if you're not being clear in your feelings and communicating, they're not going to know what to say. So like I think long distance relationships really do make relationships stronger in the long run if you make it out. Like it's definitely make or break, but if you do make it out, like you're going to be stronger. And then this other video was called 6 Tips on Maintaining Long Distance Relationships. So, number one, give them a personal gift to hold on to remember each other by. That is so cute. So that could be anything. Doesn't have to be like an expensive like ring or jewelry. It could be like literally like a cute stuffed animal like that reminds you of them, or like a picture, like a framed picture, anything. But I think that helps with like the whole element of like keeping it personal and feeling close. Because if you have like something that they gave you there, it's like just hug it. It's like when like a guy lets you like wear his shirt and like it still smells like him and you're just like holding it in bed. Anybody else know? Yeah, so number two, set routines and learn about each other's schedules. So that's like when you talk about time zones and accommodating to each other's availability. Because like if you have opposite work schedules and time zone differences, all that, you're literally going to have to like get in there with like a calendar and like schedule out like, okay, this week or like every other week on this day, like I'll stay up till 3 a.m. to call you because I know that's like 8 a.m. for you and you have like an hour of free time that we could talk. And like that's why this shit is high maintenance, because like it really is a lot of scheduling and planning. But like without that, it's not gonna work, because then you're like not gonna talk. Like imagine weeks go by and you're not talking. I would be like, are we even together anymore? Like did you forget about me? Oh hell no. And then number three says to build trust and try not to jump to conclusions or assume the worst. I know that's got to be hard, speaking for myself and for anyone out there, because interruptions do happen. Like imagine like you're like looking forward to like Tuesday night to talk. You finally are going to get to FaceTime and then it's like 6 o'clock for him or something. And then like he's at work and he has to stay longer. So then you're waiting because at like whatever time in an hour you have to go somewhere else. Now you don't get to talk again for another week. I would freak the fuck out, like cry, because obviously I'd be heartbroken and I'd be mad. Like anyone, it's normal. Like you get mad like when you miss someone, but like these things happen and that's when you just need to like learn to trust them. Like if they haven't done anything to like prove to you like that they're cheating or talking to someone or that they're blowing you off to like be with someone else, then you just really need to like trust them. That's what's going to save long distance relationships, is trust. Like if you don't have trust, that shit is never going to work, because it's way too easy to get into your head and like fill in the blanks and like assume the worst. And if they're taking forever to answer, just like driving yourself crazy, like trying to figure out like why isn't this working out? Like why are they blowing me off? Or like why aren't they answering? Or like why do they keep canceling? Whatever, like, you know, like life happens, like shit happens. But you just need to be understanding. And then it says number four, it's not about how often you talk to each other, but about consistent quality communication. So, you know, basic quality over quantity. Like it's probably better to talk once a week or every other day versus all day, every day. But it's like boring, nothing substantial. Like it's definitely more important to like get deep with each other. Like you got to like ask each other like maybe like details about like your life that you don't talk about, that just makes you feel like you're closer to them. Like anything that can like feel mundane to you, And I know that kind of like blurs with like the whole like, oh, how was your day? Oh, good. Yours, like the boringness of that. But like you got to find like the right like balance between like, you know, like wanting to know what's going on in their life to like make it feel personal and like not just asking the same basic shit. Like ask questions, get into like some existential shit, talk about the future. Like back to like when you're getting to know someone and you're just asking a bunch of questions, you know, that cute shit. Just keep it meaningful, because if not, it's going to get boring. And then number 5 says to make time to see each other, but know that every visit may not be ideal. So it was talking about like, imagine you book a flight to go see them and then your flight gets delayed and it ruins your plans because you were supposed to do X, Y, Z. And like now you're upset, and basically just don't let it ruin your time. Like do not let it get to you, because like if you show up and you're like all butthurt or like upset that your plans got ruined, now the rest of the day is going to be ruined because you got a stank ass attitude. Like, no, you got to enjoy your time together. It's going to go by very quickly. And what it also was talking about, which I think is really important, is like realizing like for the person that is like flying out, like you're probably going to be tired. Like you may have made all these fun plans because you're like, oh my God, I want to do this, this and that. And the other person's like looking forward to it, but you're too tired. Like they need to understand, you know, that you're tired. And like for me, I'm definitely more of like the tired one. I'm like a homebody. So like, honestly, if I was long distance with someone, I would literally just want to like lay in bed with them, like cuddle, watch movies, like stay in the house the whole time, just order food. But, you know, to each their own. But that's where like you have to talk about things before. But no matter what, like just make sure it's a good time. Just try not to fight and just enjoy your time together, because it's going to be over in the blink of an eye. And you're going to be sad when you go home and realize you wasted it being dumb, you know. And number 6 just says embrace the challenges together. Insecurities may get the best of you and make you want to break up, but just focus on why you wanted to stay together in the first place and remember that it's temporary. So that's where like I was like, is it temporary? Because some people, like that freaking Hannah Montana ass show, imagine, no, like I would be really pissed. And I think it would be valid to be pissed, like, because if I was going to, like, be like, all right, like, a year or, like, 6 months for school, like, a semester or whatever, and then they were like, yeah, and then after that, like, that's it, I graduated or I'm transferring or whatever. Like, if we said one thing and then you come back and now it's turning into 6 more months, like, I'm going to be rightfully pissed, because for me, I was, like, willing to sacrifice that much of my time to wait for you and for you to just go back on what you said and then, like, keep me on hold. That's not really fair. Like, I understand, like, shit happens, but I hope it's, like, a mutually, like, understandable, like, thing that, like, we're breaking up after that, because, like, I'm not waiting any longer. That sucks. Like, I guess it depends, like, how long you've been with someone, too, because, like, if you've been together for, like, 5 years and it's, like, all right, fine, you come this far. But, like, if it's, like, you've been with someone for, like, a year or a few months or something, that's probably harder to, like, be willing to do long distance. But I think if you both want to, you can definitely make it work. But having like a hard out, like being like, all right, I'm down, but like 6 months, that's it. And then like, we're going back to normal, or I'm out. Like, I can't do this forever. Like, that's not, I didn't sign up for this like non-conventional relationship, unconventional, whatever. Then I wanted to add my own advice, because like, there was no talks about like phone sex or anything. Cause like, let's be real, like, you have to like have some sex life even if you're not together. So definitely scheduling FaceTime calls, like anything like that, sending each other videos or pictures throughout the day. Just keep it exciting, keep them on their toes. And then this is like a little out there, so whatever though, you know, like get a pocket pussy if your girlfriend's pussy or their dick or whatever, a mold, like a dildo, whatever. And then like FaceTime, sex, use those. I think that'd be cute, because then it's like you're having sex basically. And then back to the PG shit, you could stream movies together. You know, technology luckily makes shit easier. You know, there's like those apps where you can like watch movies at the same time, like you both click play and then you just like talk through it together, I believe, or like at least like text each other at the same time, whatever it is. And also take it a step further, make the same snack, pretend you're sharing, you know. I know, that's cute. And then basically just kind of what I've been talking about and what some of the other videos mentioned, like having a clear timeline and blueprint of like how long this is going to happen for and what's going to happen if things change. Oh, and then I think really importantly also is to set clear boundaries to avoid emotional cheating. Because like if you're with someone that's just like very friendly or whatever, and they make friends with someone and they start spending time a lot with them and you start to have your suspicions, that's where it's going to come in handy to have talked about those boundaries beforehand. So, I mean, even if you didn't, like if you're not comfortable, like speak up, like. And that's totally valid, because if they're spending more time with someone than they are with you, clearly, because you're far as fuck away, then that can turn into emotional cheating. Like, they're going to be probably complaining about how much they miss you and then, like, comforting each other. See, like, I can't do this. My head goes everywhere. Yeah, so that's all, like, tips and stages and just shit to, like, break it down for you. Because I feel like, for me, I'm someone that, like, if something's broken down into like a list or whatever, it's better. And I'm pretty sure that's just how the human brain works in general. Like if we can like separate things into like categories or whatever, it's easier for us to like process. So I think it's helpful. And I also asked, just because I was curious, like what you guys consider to be long distance in like a relationship, like either like travel time wise or like distance. And most people talked about like driving. And it was pretty, like, the consensus was, like, I think an hour plus. I think some people said 2 hours plus. Someone said 45 minutes. I get it. Like, I'm the same. Like, I don't like driving far. I don't know. It's not that far. But like I said, it depends on, like, your work schedules. Like, if you guys got opposite work schedules and it's that far, that's going to take an even bigger toll. So it just depends. But, I think someone said 85 miles, which is very specific. I guess that's probably like an hour and a half driving. So, yeah, that's understandable. I think 2 hours is way too much for me. I don't think I could do more than an hour. Because, yeah, it definitely takes its toll, especially if your relationship is, like, barely developing, like you just met or whatever. Or if it's, like, the whole issue with trust, like if your relationship's not solid, definitely wouldn't recommend it. So, just be smart going into it. Like, be, like, realistic. Like, if there's been cheating that has happened before, it's going to drive you crazy. Don't do it. If there's, like, no definitive time when, like, they're going to move back to you, I don't think I would recommend that either. It's just up in the air. I don't like that. No. I need to know, like, what are we doing? I like plans. All right, so then, of course, just to wrap everything up, I got some tweets that just tie into everything, obviously, because this dude pissed me off on Twitter. This was literally a few days ago, at Farda_Alfonso, with a PH, said, he tweeted, the motherfucking audacity. He said, not telling your girlfriend you put in for annual leave so she don't try and take that same day off and try to spend the day with you, with like the greater than symbol. I was a little triggered because that's super fucked up. And that tweet in itself wasn't why I was like triggered, because like I know there's assholes out there. Like I know there are shitty partners. Like I know that a lot of men don't fucking even like their partners. Like people are just with you sometimes because, especially specifically for men, I think they like to like date girls that make them look good to their friends or whatever, like having just like arm candy or like their personal therapist or their personal maid or chef or caretaker, because a lot of men do take advantage of women for what they have to offer, quote unquote, what they have to bring on the bring to the table. That whole conversation, which is another conversation in of itself, and I'm not even going to get into that. But what pissed me off was all the freaking responses, because a lot of people were like, okay, like if you hate your partner, why are you with them? So somebody was like, the laughter I'm getting from the amount of girls that think this equates to hating your partner, like where are you confused? This literally does, because like if you're purposely not telling someone that you're off from work just so that you don't, so they don't try to see you, you don't like them. And the reason I wanted to talk about this tweet with this is because, like, people in long-distance relationships, like, wish they could see each other. And, like, you're over here, like, trying to avoid your partner. Like, people literally try to make it work with someone when they can't see them. And you're over here, like, having the opportunity to see them, and you're just, like, dodging, you know? And then someone else said, "Son, this tweet is jokes, but women will never understand that lying will always be easier than telling them the truth. Men go through this. We tell the truth, shit blows up. We lie and shit goes smoothly. We don't want to do it, but it's real. Lying makes our life simple." So that's just why you shouldn't trust men. I'm just kidding. I know there's freaking people on Twitter that just say shit, and I have to, like, remind myself. People just try to, like, act this way for clout or, like, for the retweets, the engagement. But it just pisses me off because there's too many men agreeing with this. It's one thing to, like, say something for the engagement, but then seeing how many retweets it gets and how many people, like, agree, that's, like, when you realize, like, yeah, you may have said it as a joke, but the fact that 7.4 thousand people like this tweet and 5,000 people are retweeting it, like, thinking that's funny, I don't think that's funny. I think that's fucked up to string someone along and to lie about being off so that you don't have to spend time with them. Like, just break up. Fuck. And then I do have a couple of other tweets that tie into this. @_ Ayo Breezy said, "Make sure the person you're choosing over everybody choosing you too." And, like, I agree, because, like, if you're going out of your way to, like, be available for someone because you want to spend time with them, make sure that they're not over here, like, not telling you about their days off so that they could avoid spending time with you. Like, imagine putting in all that effort to, like, clear up your schedule, make some time, block out some time for someone, like, turning down plans with someone because you have plans with someone and then you find out that they're, like, dodging you or, like, yeah, like, it's so fucked up. Like, you gotta be so careful because there are real life evil villains out here. Like, be careful. Like, make sure that you're as important to someone as you're making them in your life. Like, one of the responses I read earlier about, like, making sure that the effort to commitment ratio is right, like, that applies to not just long distance, but to everything. Like, if your commitment to the relationship and your effort to spend time together is up here and, like, their commitment to you is down here and their effort to see you is down here, that is gonna fucking break your heart in the long run. And it's just not worth it to be with someone like that. Like, if you can't feel that they want to be with you, trust that feeling. Dump them. And then one last tweet, @J0Vintage said, "Feeling safe is my love language. Emotional safety is such an important thing to me in this stage of my life." And that perfectly just sums up all of this. I think as long as emotionally you feel safe and taken care of, you can get through anything in a relationship. Like, the pros will always outweigh the cons, but, like, if you don't feel safe, like, that long distance relationship is gonna be hell. Making it work with that person that isn't putting in the same effort, it's gonna be hell. It's gonna break your heart. So avoid that. Trust your gut. If they're not, like, showing you that they fuck with you like that, then don't even, like, put in the effort. Like, why go above and beyond for someone? Like, why do all this emotional labor for someone that doesn't care about you or your feelings or making you feel safe in the relationship? That's trash. Like, don't deal with that. There's people that would love to be with you. Go be with them. All right, thank you guys for sticking around. That was a fun one. I knew I was going to get my feelings about that because that's got to be so hard. Long distance relationships. Props to anyone that has gone through it. And you're just showing people that it could work. So I love that because my jaded ass, I'm like, hell no, I'm not going through that. I would never put myself in that situation. Somebody did say that. They're like, when I asked about, like, what do you consider, like, distance wise or time wise, long distance? And they were like, first of all, I would never put myself in that situation. But second of all, whatever they said. But yeah, I also would try to avoid that. But, you know, it happens. And, like, you know, sometimes you got to roll with the punches. And if you love someone, then yeah, you're gonna do it, like, for sure. But that's when, like, the whole emotional safety and all that comes in. Like, if they're choosing you the way you're choosing them, if they're making you feel safe the way you want to make them feel safe, then hell yeah, of course. Like, you don't want to throw a relationship away if it's, like, all good. But that's why it's got to be, like, a perfect relationship. Not perfect relationship, but just how I was talking about earlier, like a solid relationship in a vacuum. Like usually when I'm talking about things, it's, you know, from the perspective of my own experience or what I've heard or what I see on the internet, social media, all these things I read, statistics, all that. Like there's so many different scenarios, and like don't ever let what I say like steer you from making a decision that makes you happy, you know? Like whatever works for you, do that. But yeah, make sure to tune in next week for the episode with Anti-Art. And shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark always. Shout out to Nightshade Collective. Make sure to follow me, Simpin' After Dark, at Twitter. At Twitter. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Simpin' After Dark. You can follow my Simpin' After Dark playlist on Spotify. And follow me at Ash_Friday_. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.